There you
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, let me explain to you how Torah works on a person's personality. Mm-hmm. There's a very famous question that needs to be dealt with, and that is, the Gemara says that Hashem went to all the nations of the world and asked them if they want the Torah. The nation says, can you give us a sample? Right? In America, everything works with a sample, right? Would you take something without a sample? Of course. Try it. You like it. Maybe I won't like it. You know, I remember there used to be a commercial called Mikey Likes It. You remember that? Mikey Likes It before your time. It was about a certain oatmeal cereal. Mikey Likes It. All right. The point being, so you don't even know, you think I'm from 1,000 years ago. Maybe. Maybe the commercial was on 1,000 years ago. Could be. Maybe the time the second base on Mikdash, this was a commercial. All right. Anyways, the point being, they want to sample it. So Hashem says, fine. It says, don't kill. Oh, no, no, we want to kill. Oh, no, that's not for us. Don't do adultery. Oh, no, no, that's not for us. Yeah. I don't understand. Let's say they didn't accept the Torah. They have to keep it anyway. I don't understand. What did they gain from we accept the Torah? Goyim and I'll do adultery. Goyim and I'll steal. Goyim and I'll kill. So, Sheva Mitzvah Noach, and there's a court. I don't understand. What did they gain by not accepting the Torah? The poshut and honest, straightforward answer is nobody kills and nobody steals. I mean, I'm not saying nobody, but world is against it. You know why? Because it's not ethical, it's not moral, and otherwise you don't have a society. But is it in their DNA, nature? No. Everyone has, every guy has this lust to steal and this lust to adultery. They're not going to do it. They're not going to follow through on their, what do they call it, desire, because they can't. It's not right. But the desire is there. Torah changes the person that they shouldn't want to steal. And they shouldn't want to kill. And they shouldn't want to do adultery. That the goyim said, we're not interested. Don't change me. Don't change me. I remember a guy who was affiliated, my synagogue, my yeshiva, whatever. And I used to try to help him. You know what he tells me? Don't try to change me. I don't want to change. I want to be who I am. Huh? I learned a lesson from this. You know, sometimes a person is afraid to be such a person that wouldn't want all this. No, I want to be the person that likes these things. Torah, if it's learned properly, should have the ability to change the person in his DNA. Bali Musar speak. An interesting question. What happens if a ger becomes a ger? He was born a guy. What happens to his nature? The Gemara says, Rachmanim Baishanim Gomle Chasadim is the DNA nature of a Jew. But he was born differently.
He was a Jew.
So some want to say, if you have to understand what a ger is, a ger was the neshama was on Matan Torah. And since his neshama was on Matan Torah, he follows his neshama back to the Torah. So that would answer the question. He probably has the good DNA from birth. He was a guy. He was lost in a body, yes.
It's not the fact that we're Jewish. It's the Torah that changes us, no?
Oh, so we're going to
talk about it. If he becomes a ger, there's no Torah, it won't change him.
Or the other way around, say, since he's a ger and accepts Torah, that changes
him. That changes.
The grul learns that the midot are going to change.
My question was,
the Gros says that a person who accepts, so what do you see from here? That the Torah creates the human being. That's what Torah. Torah is kihem chayenu. Torah, it's our life. It becomes who we are. Torah is not what we do. Torah is what? What we are. Torah is not what we learn. Torah is who we are. It becomes the person himself. I could tell you that a person who doesn't learn has a certain, what do we call it, which is streetly. A certain beastliness, which is streetly. He could do things that a person who sits and learns can't do. Just can't do it. Yes.
My question in the beginning of the class was that how come people are learning and they do all this?
So I'm going to answer. I'm not finished yet. I'm still answering your question. Right? I'm going to answer these questions, but I first need you to understand how Torah changes the human being from his core, from his DNA, from his shorish. Okay? The ger, you hear? No, it's good. That's fine. The ger becomes a ger, and that becomes a change, a complete change of who he is. All right. Now, understand. I had something I wanted to tell you, but you asked me a question in the middle. All right. No problem. Understand that Torah needs to be learned properly. There's a way of how to learn Torah. A person who learns, theoretically, it should change him in a second. The problem is, A, we don't really know if we're learning and internalizing the Torah properly. If you learn it for the wrong reasons, it doesn't help. If a person learns it and his, what do you call it, kelim, the vessels are not ready to learn the Torah, it's like putting delicious food into a pot that has a hole. It's not going to go anywhere. That's where Musar comes in. Bali Musar believed that we're not well today. Had we been well, then we can learn a Toisus and we'd be fine. Because we're not well, so therefore we need medicine. Musar is like medicine. Bali Musars do admit that a guy can't learn Musar all day, because you know what happens when he learns Musar all day? It's like taking medicine all day. Imagine a guy takes vitamins from morning to night. From morning to night, it's been one pill to the next pill. You know what is going to happen to him? He'll turn into a pharmacy. He'll definitely won't be healthy. A person needs a half hour a day of Musar. Mr. Bruce says a half hour a day, because it's like an exercise, a half hour a day. But the tochen is taka to learn. And if a person's healthy and he's on a real madrega, he would not need. So the answer to your question is, why do people learn and it doesn't change them? And the answer is, they're missing the proper method of learning. You need the kinyanei HaTorah, you need the b'yud midot, you need the yirat shamayim. You need the kelim, you need the vessels to accept the Torah. If they're not in shape, imagine a guy is completely out of shape, and what do you give him? Shakes. What do they call those shake drinks? The protein shakes. Not going to help you much, right? Why? It's not in shape. All right? That's the answer to your problem. Now, what happens if a guy learns Naf Lishma? And what happens if a guy learns Lakanter to show off that I'm better than you? So you have nothing from it.
It'll lead to it, no?
Good, but who says that changes the person? That's all good. I'm not telling you. Torah Shalom, Torah Nat Lishma is good. It's a great thing, right? But will that change the person? What? What's wrong?
What am I doing?
Why? Can I be very honest with you? You're probably learning more Torah Lishma than me. You're like, what? I was born into this. I know nothing different than this. I wouldn't make it 5 seconds in the outside world. I have no idea how to even function in the outside world. You guys chose to be here.
Many people who are born with it also go off because they don't know anything else. And when they see everything else...
True. I would tell you that, A, there's probably something wrong with the guy anyway.
Sometimes
okay, so I'm going to tell you, 100%. There was something wrong with the guy. Let me explain to you something. Just because a guy is learning doesn't mean he's normal. One has nothing to do with the other. If a guy's not normal and he learns, he still has not normal in his head. Now, normal people do not go off the derech.
If you're really sheltered and all you know is this in one time...
Normal people do not go off the derech. There's one of two reasons a person goes off the derech. Either because he's missing a screw or two, or he has tremendous lust and he covers it over with issues. Oh, I'm not really, and I don't understand. It's not. It has to do with because he wants. His desires are such that it drags him. This, the Stipler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, brings clearly from the Sefer Hasidim. No one, he says, guaranteed, no one has ever went off the derech because of hashkafa questions. It just never happened.
I had questions and I couldn't answer them. I didn't get any answers.
And you know what the real story is? It's because really deep down they want to go off. It's easier. It's much easier to go off the derech.
Just an excuse. They're justifying.
No normal person goes off the derech. I'm telling you, it's a fact.
Chazon Ish speaks to a lot of people who
Chazon Ish writes, Terutzim Kash, it's a famous, that's his famous Chazon Ish. It's all excuses, it's all that. Or the guy's missing a screw tool. There's got to be something mechanically wrong with this. Now, I'm not telling you that if a guy went through a concentration camp, we should blame him for going off. I'm not telling you that. But any average guy, it's either something psychologically, which it could be a million different things. It could be a million different things. And the real thing is tava. Ta'ava, 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 ta'ava. A person wants, he wants, he desires. And a person doesn't even realize how he gives into his desire and every reason that a person could talk. There's no reason. There's nothing you could say to the guy that will change. The Stipler says, if you take a look, the Pasuk says clearly that a Navi will get up and he will show you Ototu Muftim. He will show you one. And he's a lying Navi, right? But he'll show you Ototu Muftim. Don't listen to that Navi. Hashem is testing to see if you love Hashem. What do you mean Hashem doesn't love Hashem? What are you talking about? I mean, he showed me big miracles. So maybe because of, and the answer is, says the Stipler, no one? You're leaving?
They won't be start teaching on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Okay. Yeah, what time do you leave on Mondays and Wednesdays? 1:30. Okay, good. Well, whatever you do, it's good. It's all good. Yeah. You hear how it works? If a person who, he sees a miracle, the fact that he's convinced over that miracle, you know what that means? He doesn't love Hashem.
What do you mean?
He doesn't love Hashem. It says clearly in the Pasuk, if you love Hashem, all the miracles and all the stories and all the proofs will not change it. I want to show you something interesting. A father loves his kid, yeah? Could you imagine how much a principal could tell his father, the father, he's a bad boy and he did this and this and I'll prove it and I'll show you. You know what the father says? No. What? Who? My son is a great boy. It's a great boy, Tom, man. Yeah, but how can he be a great boy? I don't understand. He broke this and he smashed this and he doesn't behave. No, but you hear the point? I want to tell you something interesting. You want to hear something interesting? I once saw a father, you hear? A kid broke something and he was wild and everything. And everyone in the shul, you hear? I was like, what a rat. What a nasty kid, right? The father turned to the guy and said, look how cute my son is. Look how cute he's running around. Look at him. What are you talking about? He's a devil. He's a devil in a pair of pants. What are you talking about? And the answer is, when you love, there's nothing. Nothing could change and convince against love. The strongest power in the world. What is the strongest emotion and power of the world? You know what it is, right? What is the strongest thing in the world? Love. 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 It's the strongest thing. Huh?
That's the key to make people back.
100%. 100%. Let me tell you about fear. Huh? I'll be very honest with you.
That's what else is there?
Listen to the rabbi. That's what you do.
So I'll be very honest with you. I'll be very honest with you. Fear will get you to a certain point. It's not going to penetrate all the way deep into the neshama.
There can't be love without fear, no?
That's a different issue. You can't have love without fear. You can't fear without love. That's true.
What type of fear, though?
So this already is discussion. We could discuss, this is a seminar discussion, but the point being that if a person loves Hashem, and a person has love, that's a good question. How could you love something you know nothing about, right? That's your question?
I know what I'm saying, but like...
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so I'm going to answer you.
How do we know we love? Like, we just say it all day, but...
It's nice, you know?
Okay, so I'm going to answer
you. Hashem gives you miracles. Okay, you say, thank you, Hashem, I love you. But like, how do you know? And we started loving Hashem with miracles, so if someone else shows miracles, why should we not believe it and just love Hashem? And it doesn't make sense. The only reason we love Hashem is because of miracles.
So let me answer your question. The Chazon Ish does speak about all this. The Chazon Ish says that it's very easy to love Hashem when things are going good. You know, and he says Hashem tests a person, which I don't want to tell you because I don't want to scare you young boys, you know.
It's good. It's okay.
But you guys love to be scared, huh? You love fear, huh? You want a rabbi with a pitchfork and devil, what do you call those horns? And fire coming out of his mouth. All right, listen. The bottom line is, what are you laughing at? What I just said?
Huh? Washing machine?
What's wrong? Rabbi Devil. Instead of Rabbi Dovidel, you have Rabbi Devil. His name is not Dovidel. You know what's interesting? There was a school called Dov Revel. You put it together, you have the devil. The devil. Okay, so listen to what the devil. The devil's going to frighten the living daylights out of you. You hear? But he's all excited. The devil. Okay. So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow I'm going to go to the store, to the Purim store, and I'm going to come back with a mask, all right, to frighten you guys to death. The bottom line is, that you will be tested about, love is always tested. It's just the way it is. It's going to be. You sure you want me to go down this road?
Yeah, please.
All right. Yeah, please, give me more. Put some salt on the wounds. Go ahead. All right, listen to me carefully. I'm sorry to tell you this. In your life, you will go through difficult times. There's no person that does not have extreme difficulty. And the difficulties are going to be in your weak points. Whatever weak point you have, you should be prepared to get tested.
The only reason... We look at it as a difficulty just because of those weak points.
Have to listen to me carefully. Listen, you want to know the truth? If you learn the lesson quickly, you won't go through the Nisayon, 100%. People who are stingy with money usually end up having a wife that doesn't know the difference between a closed pocketbook and an open pocketbook, okay? You should be prepared for that, all right? People who are tough end up getting wishy-washy wives. People who are wishy-washy end up getting tough. It's the way of the world.
What do you mean by
wishy-washy? I don't know. It's certain people they like. And the wife is she doesn't take care of the house. It's going to be there. You're going to have situations where every second you'll be tested to overcome what Hashem wants you to overcome in this world. Hashem's love will be tested. You're going to get tested. That's just the way it is.
That's also to love another Jew, that's also a big test.
Part of it. And it gets tested. I always said a Moridika thing. And maybe I'll leave you with this to think about. Who is the person that went down in history as the one that loved the Jews the most? Aaron and the Kedushat Levi. Right? Levi was known, right? You don't know anything about Kedushat Levi?
No.
You never heard about the Kedushat Levi?
Heard
of him. The Baditshava? You never heard about
it?
Okay, so good. I'm happy we have this conversation. Okay. The Baditshava was a Hasidic Rebbe that his whole work in Judaism was to bring out love and to find, what do you call that, Limutzchus. How would I say Limutzchus in it? Huh?
Favor?
Get a better word. Prosecute. Defend. To defend. Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is good. Even if they do this, even if they do that, they're still good. Many a story has been said about him that what he used to do, he would see a person do an Aveira, he would say, eh, he's really not doing the Avera, he's really a good person, Jews are great. So they say over a great story, you hear? Two of them, which I'll tell you, which I think is important for you to know. One, my grandfather used to say over a story from the Baruch Tetzuvah, that he was passing by a house, he looked in the window, and he sees the people on Shabbos playing cards for money. He runs in and he heard the story. He says, Eden, what are you doing? Shabbos, cards, money, what are you doing? What are you doing? So the first one said, Rebbe, I forgot. I forgot, I'm so sorry, I forgot. He says, what did you forget? What do you mean? I forgot it was Shabbos. I forgot, you know. Barditcha picks up, he says, receive your bunny, look at your beautiful people. Had he known it was Shabbos, he wouldn't have done it. See? He admits that he didn't know Shabbos. He didn't know what are you going to do? And you'll appreciate because you learned Masechta the Shabbos. There's two things. There's forgetting Shabbos and there's forgetting that this is not allowed on Shabbos. The second guy did the same thing. You know what he said? Rebbe, I forgot. He saw it works. He said, Rebbe, I forgot. What did you forget? I forgot that playing cards on Shabbos is awesome. I thought playing cards is mutter. I didn't know, which is that Mishnah. Helam Dover, Helam Shagim, Masasik. Okay. He picks his eyes and says, Rabbi Yishleim, look how special your people are. Huh? Had he known that playing cards on Shabbos is Aser, he would never play the... See how beautiful Klal Yisrael is? Third guy was a wise guy and a smart aleck. Rabbi Yosef forgot. He says, what did you forget? I forgot to close the shade. Had I closed the shade, you would never see me and we wouldn't be in this bad situation. He's playing games, right? You know what about the Shabbat turned it around. He says, Rabbi Hashem, take a look. He was going to play cards on Shabbos, knowing it was Shabbos. But he didn't want to do it before Hashem. See, had he would have remembered to close the shade. You understand? My grandfather used to say over, but this every all Hasidim know the story. Hasidim have a song, it's called the Baich. You know what the Baich means? The switch. The Kedushat Levi, today they make a song out of it. The Kedushat Levi said like this, you hear? Hashem, it's Yom Kippur tonight. I want to make a deal with you. I want to make a deal with you. Yeah, really? Yeah. Rabbi Nishlayan, there's three things that we have and we need to quickly get rid of. You know, like when you have stuff, hot objects, you want to quickly... unload it somewhere. We got three hot things that we can't have today. We gotta quickly get it off, you know, out of our pocket, so to speak. And there are three things that you have that we're dying to have. What are they? We have chatoim, avonot, upshayim. We have three. Chatoim is shogeg, avonot is mezid, and pshayim is mered. We do things on purpose. Today's Yom Kippur, it's hot, we got to get it out. You ever see when you have like stolen money, you got to quickly unload. We got to unload this quickly. But there are three things, you hear, that we want from you. And that's what? Slicha, kapara, what's the little... Mechila. Mechila, slicha, and kapara. Forgiveness. So you know what? We'll switch. We'll give you the chatayim avonot upshayim, Hashem. And you in return give us slicha, mechila, and kapara. But then you'll ask, this is what he tells Hashem, but then you'll ask, yeah, it's not a fair deal, you know why? What we're giving you is a lot. We have a lot of chatayim avonot upshayim. It's a lot. It's a whole storage full of this stuff, yeah? For you, slicha, mechila, kapara, it takes one second, it's a 1 second thing, you know? It's delete button. Not fair. So I'll tell you what, you throw in another three things. Bane chaye umzone, which means give us children, chaye life, and we'll call it a deal. We'll call it a fair deal. This is what the Kedushat Levi used to do his whole life. Yeah? And they made a song out of it. It's called the Baich, which means the switch. We'll make a business deal. Yeah? Throw it in and we'll call it even. Yeah? We'll call it even. Huh?
It's a good song. Like,
beautiful.
What is it?
It's the... He goes, It's in Yiddish. I'll try to get it. Maybe it's in English. We'll try to get it. You look it up. The bites. The whole. All the Hasidim sing it. It's most classic. It's beautiful. Okay. The point being, he was known to love Jews. You know who was one of the most. Persecuted. He was persecuted terribly. People hated him. People used to mamish, and he went from town to town being a rabbi here and a rabbi there because they used to get rid of him. So I always used to think to myself, don't make sense. The nicest person, the most loving human being you'll ever meet was this person, yeah? So how could it be? Yeah?
That was his test.
That's the answer, was his test. I always say this. You see that people who are loving, Hashem was testing the love. Hashem was testing. Will you really love, even though it's very easy to love somebody when the guy loves you. The trick is to love him, but he doesn't love you. That's the hard. That's the rough stuff. You hear? It's a Mari de Gavart. Okay. So listen to me. Your whole life, you should be prepared for this. The trick is not to enjoy learning when the learning is good to you. The trick is to enjoy it when it's rough. That's the trick. Hashem is testing. When things are going easy, my friends, it's not a big deal to say Kromi Bogad Navo. It's not such a big story. It's when it's hard. And Hashem tests you, each to his own. Every guy, some people it's parents, some people it's money, some people have a hard time learning. You're going to get tested. Every person in this world gets tested. This is why? So Mefarshim say, because that brings out the person. It's not, you know, when you make a cake, right? The first few times, and you just put things together, it's not, you know when a cake is a good cake? When it stands the test of time over again and over again and again and again, and it flopped in this time, and you did it right. Man is like a cake. It should be worked on. This is the answer to your question. Tyra, yes, change is a person. But it's not when it's easy and I'm learning. It's a big avoider. Tyra is a big avoider. And those that love end up making it to the finish line. Those that don't love don't make it to the finish line. It is what it is. You need to be determined and you need to be focused. Well,
is it harder or easier for like single guys or married guys?
Each has its test. Each step of the way has its own test. And like I said to you, my test is not the same as your test. I'm not in the same situation as you. I have other tests. I have other difficulties and other nisyonot. And each nisayon is geared to perfect the person, who he is and what he needs to do in this world. At the end of the day, this is where the happiness comes from. Happiness comes from solidifying and becoming and internalizing. And then you're happy. You know, there's a story that always talks to me. Oh, it's 1:30. We have to stop. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orba. I don't think we have a minyan. Okay, no, let's stop here. We have to work on the minyan. Okay, Asher Yoshev Eisecha. We have a minyan. We have 10 people. Lisa, we have?
Yeah.
So let's go. Asher Yoshev Eisecha.